Okay, I've got it. Let's start. I've got the question.
All right. Hello, 7 Mile Road. We are here for your Christmas time December update.
It's December.
It is.
Hello, I'm Justin.
Do we need to introduce ourselves at this point?
Yeah, we do.
It's me, Sarah, with
Justin
and Michael.
Hello. We want to give you a little update on what to expect kind of the rest of the year. I know it's already just about halfway through the month.
It's a little late. We're a little late.
We're a little late because we have some brand new podcast
equipment. We've got some new podcast
equipment.
It took a little time to get it set up. Shout out Josh Shank. Thanks for helping us get this set up and working.
We're not sure we're working it right, but we're going to try.
We tried.
Let's find out.
Great.
What's your favorite Christmas tradition that's a non-traditional Christmas thing? Maybe it's something that your family does that nobody else does.
We don't have Christmas dinner on Christmas. We have Christmas brunch.
Brunch
is our big meal on Christmas Day.
What are the big things that you eat at brunch on Christmas Day?
There are these little like Brazilian cheese ball things called
ponte queijo.
Yes, yeah, they're delicious. We eat a lot of those and bacon and egg casserole and waffles and all the breakfast things.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay, cool, cool.
Oh, I didn't actually have an example. I need to think about it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
It was a good question.
I'll tell you that. Mariah makes cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning, and it's just unbelievable. It's the way to go. So I'm always glad to be there.
Mm-hmm. That's good for you.
Yeah, it works out great for me.
Maybe a related question is, what is your favorite thing to eat at Christmas time?
Mm. Yeah, Heather makes some cinnamon rolls most years. It's pretty good.
You're just a fountain of originality today, aren't you?
Justin, tell us about our Advent series.
So we're 2 weeks in, coming into our third week of the Fullness of Time series. We've been doing this 4 week series from Galatians chapter 4, verses 4-6. We've been enjoying time in there, some concentrated time on these specific passages and even phrases from the Apostle Paul that are giving us these clear connections to hope, peace, love, and joy. And these Advent themes that are emerging from the scriptures. And it's been a really sweet time to think about the incarnation of Christ and what it means that he stepped into our world. So it's been a total and complete blast. And so we're going to be continuing that this week and then over Christmas for Christmas Eve, which is December 24th this year.
That's right.
It's always December 24th.
But this time it's on a Sunday.
And that doesn't happen all the time.
That's right. So we'll do things a little differently for Christmas Eve, which is the last Sunday in Advent, like Justin said. Instead of our normal 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. service, we are having one service at 10 a.m.
So one service at 10 a.m.
Be there. Yep.
It's also going to be a family-style service. So we're very excited because we're going to have all the kids in with us. It'll be Christmas Eve. We're going to sing some songs. We're going to hear this last sermon from the Fullness of Time series. We'll pray. It's going to be a tremendous time. So we hope that you'll look forward to being there and that you'll also invite people, bring people with you, because it's a sweet time to invite people in to the life of the church, but also into celebrating Jesus on this day.
Yeah, definitely. So if you have family in town, invite them. If you have neighbors who maybe don't go to church regularly, please, Christmas Eve is a great time to invite them. I mean, anytime's a great time to invite them, but Christmas Eve is especially a good time.
If it'll help you out, we also want you to know that we have some invite cards in the foyer that you could give out to neighbors or friends that you want to invite to church. This is a time of year where people are excited to step in to the life of the church and into a worship gathering in a way that they wouldn't normally be.
Yeah.
So we want you to know that we want to make that as smooth as possible. So if you're praying about who you want to invite and would like a little card, we have some cards out there that we would love to provide even more of if we need to.
Yeah, definitely. So the next week, the last day of this calendar year, is also a Sunday, December 31st, and we are not meeting in Melrose at all that day. What are we doing instead?
We are going to meet in our gospel communities. Mm-hmm. So some of us will be meeting in Melrose.
Yes.
Others of us will be meeting in other cities. But if you are in a gospel community, your GC lead will tell you where and when that is happening. Mm-hmm. And if you're not in a gospel community, we would love for you to step into one for that Sunday. and maybe beyond. So let me know. My email is Justin at 7 Mile Road.
How many times are you going to make that joke?
You can't use that joke all the time. Yeah.
If you need to put into a gospel community, let me know. My email is Previtt@7mileroad.org.
Yeah. Good. Great. Good, good.
Great. And then starting in the new year, we'll resume kind of regularly scheduled Sundays at 9 and 11.
We will, 9 and 11, and we'll be beginning a new preaching series in the new year.
That's right. Be on the lookout. Early January, you'll hear more about that.
We're going to have good times going forward.
Great.
So it's going to be fun. Hey, one other thing to talk about on Sunday mornings is we want to just keep it on everybody's mind that parking is sometimes snug around the building, sometimes tight around here. We just want to keep it on everyone's mind that we want to be loving and kind to our neighbors and generous in any way we can around parking. So please make sure that you're parking in areas where there's signs and there's things directing you in those directions. Mm-hmm. Additionally, please make sure you're leaving some space and doing anything we can to make sure it's easy for our neighbors to get in and out of their driveways. And we want to be good neighbors, and we want to be caring in all the ways we can. So we appreciate everybody that's already doing that, and we just encourage you to keep that on your mind. Yeah, and if you have any questions about where you should park, let us know.
Yeah.
We'd love to help you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of loving our neighbors here in Melrose, a few weeks ago, we had an awesome event here when we opened our building for Home for the Holidays. I realize this was a few weeks ago, but we just wanted to give a little recap for those of you, maybe if you weren't here, or even if you were here. We saw almost 250 people come through our building. We had some soup, we gave them free lunch, and then we had some activities where we decorated Christmas trees that are now on display at the Melrose Police Station, the Senior Center.
I went into the post office yesterday and saw one there.
That's right. Yep, the Melrose Post Office. So there's a few different locations around the city that our trees are kind of living for the season. So it's great.
It was a super time.
Yeah.
I wanted to point out what a wonderful time it was to invite people into the life of our church, but it is also a neat chance, particularly I noticed that day, our children having a clear path to serving their neighbors, to serving people around them. I know it generated in our home some interesting conversation around inviting people into the life of the church and into inviting people into the good news of Jesus. So we had some beautiful conversations with our kids around those things and about why we see these times as important. And so just want to thank everybody for being a part, and also want to help us see the beauty of that, not only in inviting people into the life of the church, but inviting one another and our children into serving the community and into inviting people into the family of God, because it's such a unique and beautiful discipleship moment in multiple ways. And so big thanks to everyone that helped out with that. And we're excited about doing that next year, about praying towards that for years to come, and being a fruitful and helpful way for us to grow as disciples and for people to grow in their familiarity with the real Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And just kind of an encouraging anecdote from that weekend. We had a few people come into our church building for the first time that day on Saturday for Home for the Holidays. And then they came back on Sunday and they worshiped with us on Sunday morning.
Wonderful thing. That's something we are hoping will happen over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So we are just over 2 months into kind of a major transition where we moved to two service times on Sunday mornings.
Yes.
Can you give us an update? How is that going? We kind of said from the get-go, we're going to do this and we're going to keep evaluating as we go. So what have been some of those evaluations?
Yes, it's been about 2 months since we multiplied for mission. We multiplied to two services, and we knew that it was going to be hard because we don't all get to be in the same place at the same time every week with all the same people that we know and love and cherish. And so we knew that was going to be hard, but we also thought it will be really good. And we prayed a bunch thinking it would be really good to be able to create more space. And so we've done that. And through that time, we are seeing visitors continue to come through the church. We're seeing people come back to the church. We're seeing the church grow. The church has grown a bit over the last few months. And that's all been exciting. One other thing that's been really neat to see, and I've loved seeing, is people stepping into serving in some different ways that we needed. One of the things we talked about at the member forum was there were going to be some increased needs around volunteering and serving. And like, God's filled all those needs through people here at 7 Mile Road, which has just been so cool to see. And it's been fun. And so we're continuing to iterate and make changes, but overall this has been a really fruitful time, and we're excited to see what this next season looks like. Mm-hmm. We have had one change though, Sarah, that maybe you could tell us about one thing that's changed that we've kind of iterated as we've gone.
Yeah, we found that the first few weeks of 7 Mile Kids, there just weren't a whole lot of kids in one or the other service time, and we didn't have the need for all four of our previous classrooms. So we kind of reworked the age groups, we reworked the basement setup, and I think it's working a lot better now. We've consolidated some of those classrooms, and we've decreased the amount of volunteers needed every week.
Yeah, well, thank you to everyone for sticking through that transition with us, mm-hmm. continuing to serve. We do think that it's ultimately going to be a really good thing, and we hope and pray that it's going to allow more people to be loved and gospeled really, really well. I'll also say that one of our hopes, and this was our big hope, was that we would be creating space for people that aren't a part of the church, that aren't a part of the family of God here at 7 Mile Road, to be able to step into it, because we knew that over time it had been difficult for people to show up and not have a seat. We've known that that was not a good situation. And so to see that rectified has been really good. There's now space for people, mm-hmm. but even more, I would say, I think we're seeing more people showing up on a regular basis on Sundays, which has been a neat thing. We're not a numbers church per se, but we are a church that wants to make ways for people to be involved in the life of the church. And that seems to be happening. So before we go, quick question for you guys. If you could have one Christmas song that got stuck in your head, it was going to have to get stuck in your head. You couldn't have it get unstuck. What song would it be?
In the Bleak Midwinter.
Wow. Wow, you're a real handful.
Just kidding. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That would be one for me.
That nice. Is a good one. It's a tough question. I feel like I listen to Christmas music like weeks and weeks. I don't know if I can.
This is the kind of thing someone says down. Before they share a really embarrassing Christmas mm-hmm. song.
Dominic the Donkey. No, totally kidding. Absolutely not.
Don't cut that, Sarah.
Leave that in. Oh, Holy Night for me. I'm going to go ahead and say, because I know you're trying to dodge some really, really embarrassing answers right now. Oh, Holy Night is tops.
All right. But you can sing. Oh, Holy Night is tough for people who are less musically gifted like
myself.
Well,
you don't actually have to sing it. It just has to get stuck in your head.
All right. Okay. That's
fine. But you're also right. When you've got range like this.
I know.
When you get into the highs and the lows. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you know what I do love? I think my favorite Christmas song is All Glory Be to Christ. We sang it last
so
Sunday.
Good.
That one's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a top three to me.
That one's really good.
It's wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Cool. Well, hey, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry, Merry Christmas. We hope that you love and cherish your Savior who came. This is such a sweet time to celebrate. And yeah, we're looking forward to these next 2 weeks with you.
Great. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.